That's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up.
All right, 45 after on this Monday. The battles over energy in this country seem to be getting more intense. And you seem to have more and more of these activist attorneys general around the country, none more so than the newly minted Attorney General Dana Nessel in Michigan. This has become a problem in different places. And from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, this is the Business Brief. Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber, joining me now. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
And I look at these activist attorney generals, but I think Dana Nessel is setting the standard here. In fact, so much so she's trying to shut down a deal made by the previous governor administration for Enbridge to put this tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac to create a permanent solution to any concerns people would have of transferring propane, natural gas, crude oil, all of it, 100 feet beneath the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac to make sure the Great Lakes are protected. And yet she's fighting. And now, though, Michigan lawmakers, members of the House and Senate saying, we want to weigh in on this lawsuit going back and forth. What's the latest here, Rich?
Well, Steve, we share your concern. Historically, here in Michigan and in states across the country, it is the role of the governor and the legislature. The legislature is the people branch of state government to set energy policy. Here in Michigan, like some other states, we now have an activist attorney general who does not respect separation of powers. It seems like Attorney General Dana Nessel believes that she is all three branches of state government rolled into one, and that raises serious questions about public policy. Last week, House and Senate leaders in Lansing asked a judge to let them file a brief in support of a law that was properly approved at the end of 2018. That law allows Enbridge to enter into an agreement with the state of Michigan, a binding agreement, to pay for and construct a $500 million underground tunnel to replace Line 5 beneath the Mackinac Straits. The challenge is that as a candidate for governor,
right,
Dana Nessel pandered to environmental extremists and made a reckless soundbite political promise to shut down Line 5. Since the day she's taken office, she's been determined to shut down Line 5. And you're correct. The immediate result of that would be a propane shortage in the UP, higher gas prices across the state, and lost job opportunities. This legal battle is a serious question.
But not just Michigan.
State government, when it makes a promise, will keep it.
Yeah, but not just Michigan. Her push to do this, Rich, as you know, would also impact Ohio, Indiana, Ontario, that, you know, is all the way around us because of these energy resources going in a variety of places, including refineries in northern Ohio, aviation fuel for Detroit Metro Airport. And she's trying to assert, apparently, and it's absurd, that somehow the legislature didn't know what they were doing. Of course, they had public meetings, public discussion. There was media coverage, lots and lots of media coverage. Everybody knew what was going on. And then they got a bipartisan deal. And it looks to me, and the Detroit News echoed this in an article that I read too, she's trying to get a de facto veto retroactively de facto veto of the whole deal. And to what end?
Dana Nessel is our attorney general, but she did not take office until January of this year. The AG has filed a flimsy lawsuit seeking to strike down a valid agreement, and her lawsuit is based on an imaginary hyper-technical procedural problem called title object. In Michigan and in many other states, a bill must have a title and an object so that you can't introduce a bill changing tax law and turn it into an amendment regulating labor law, or you can't turn a bill in changing energy policy and have it deal with health care. Everyone in the legislature knew exactly what was being voted on at the end of last year. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. There was extensive news media coverage. The Attorney General's lawsuit is laughable. Every single member of the House and Senate knew exactly what they're voting on. And the law was passed in both houses with bipartisan support and then signed into law by the governor. So the real question is, can state government be trusted to honor a binding agreement, or is Michigan some type of a banana republic where the attorney general is a monarch or a dictator?
All right, so the Court of Claims, I believe, is where this ended up, correct? And I guess my question is, where are we in that process? Because Enbridge stepped up and said, listen, we can't sit idly by. We have to know that what we did and what we are pursuing, a $500 million pipeline like you talked about, Rich, is the right thing, which it is. And so how long do we expect until we get a decision from these folks?
We're hopeful that in the next few weeks and the next month or two at the outside, the courts will reaffirm the role of the legislature as the people's branch of state government, that they will uphold a properly adopted statute. If they don't, we will have anarchy and chaos. The attorney general's opinion, if allowed to stand, would cripple the role of the legislature in setting public policy and turn it over to bureaucrats in the executive branch. So we're hopeful that the courts will act quickly to reaffirm separation of powers and put the attorney general in her place.
Let me ask you this, and then real quickly on this. Let's say that Enbridge prevails in this lawsuit. Do you hold out hope that Dana Nessel will then, you know, stay in her lane? Or is this just the beginning of the next, you know, 3 years of chaos from her office?
Too soon to tell. It's clear under our state constitution that the executive authority is vested in the governor. We hope that when Dana Nessel's frivolous lawsuit is struck down, that will create a window of opportunity and Governor Whitmer will reassert her authority and her role and move forward with construction of a safe, state-of-the-art underground tunnel to replace Line 5. The irony here is both the governor and the AG have said they want to get the pipeline out of the water, and the best way to do that is to go forward with this project rather than be engaged in endless state and federal lawsuits with regional and national implications.
Rich Studley, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. This has been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve. We'll keep fighting for free enterprise.
It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan, and together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday, want to retire someday?